All right, folks. I think that covering popular culture.
Yes.
In the modern times, as I am a modern times popular culture person.
Are you?
Myself. Yes. Really? Yes.
Nobody believes that.
I literally have a Snoop Dogg CD near me.
Who doesn't?
All right. It's titled Doggy Style.
Uh-huh. What year did that come out?
Bow Wow Wow. Yippee Yo. Yip. This is digitally remastered, so it's actually newer.
What year did that album come out?
This is digitally remastered in 2001, so that makes it pretty new. That's part of the 2000s.
Uh-huh.
And aren't we in the 2000s? And not the 1900s, as the fucking child of this household says.
Oh my god, he makes me feel so fucking old.
You guys listen to music from the 1900s.
It's like, nigga.
Really? You listen to music from Go Fuck Yourself. Really? That's how you gotta talk to children.
Damn, he been making me feel old as hell. Oh, is that what they did in the 1900s? Nigga, I don't know, I wasn't alive in 1910. Stop it.
The 1900s. Is that what you do when you ain't got no fucking money, little broke ass punk? Fuck you. That's me. Nine. Gotta show him. So, Dennis Rodman, noted, what would you call him? A diplomat?
Yes.
Known diplomat?
Mm-hmm, to North Korea, yeah.
Fashion icon?
Yes.
Personal hairstylist.
Yes.
Genius.
Yes. Former NBA player.
He also did that. Apparently was, he was on
the Bulls during some of their championship wins.
Oh, no shit.
Yep.
When I was 90s. A child, people said he could do rebounds.
Oh, yeah. He was fucking good.
At rebounds.
Yep.
But also, I don't know. You know what? Maybe this is not cis identity extremist. Maybe this is why are men, but didn't he marry himself?
No, I don't know. He might have. He married Carmen Electra for like 2 days, I know.
That's, and I know that name, but that's too white for me to know or memorize. Yeah. I dare you to tell me who that is. My blackness will force me to forget.
Just like a generic, like, white woman who's known for, like, modeling and being an actress, but she's, like, specifically known because she's, like, the sexy, pretty one, not because she's talented, per se.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
And you said one there. You said one.
Yes.
Just one.
Just one at a time.
All right.
I think she was one of the original founding members of, like, the Pussycat Dolls.
I know there's a commercial that said that.
Also, he was married to another white woman who pawned a bunch of shit of his.
Pawned?
Yeah. You know that show on Pawn Stars? Are you familiar with that at all?
White men in trucks and sunglasses.
Yeah. So when the History Channel decided to stop actually showing history documentaries, they show
Ancient Aliens.
Put Pawn Stars up, and it was about a family that owns a pawn shop in Las Vegas. And then at one point, Dennis Rodman's like ex-wife came and was like, "Yeah, I'm just kind of broke, so here's like a bunch of shit of his."
What the fuck? And a pawn shop.
Yeah.
What kind of life is this guy living? Maybe he's having more fun. Maybe he said, "No, I'm rich. But I'm gonna spend it all before I die."
True story.
Huh.
Someone I went to high school with was in the same hotel as Dennis Rodman once and was trying to get an autograph. And he basically was like, "I'm going into this party. I'll be back later." So she sat out in the fucking hallway for like 5 hours. And he came out faded as fuck, and he's like, "I'm too drunk to sign an autograph. Here, have a case of beer." And gave her a 6-pack of beer, and she was like 14.
You know what trips me out, though? And this shouldn't trip me out. Is that where the story ends?
Yeah, that was it. And then he just left.
So like, he literally gave her a 6-pack of beer.
Yeah.
And left and didn't say, "And you want to come with me, underage gal?"
Had other women with him who were older.
Oh. So it's not just in a man's nature.
No.
Of all men, no. Man's nature naturally natrifying.
No. No.
Nutritiously natural.
No.
Nature's Valley bars.
Are pretty good, actually.
No, I like the meme of them. where it has the real title they should have. Fucking crumbs everywhere. Yeah, okay. So yeah. That is interesting. Let's keep that note in mind. Yeah. All the shit that Dennis Rodman is weird about, he just gives kids beer.
He gives
doesn't
kids
try
beer.
To get them to
do... he doesn't force them to drink it. He doesn't try to sexually exploit them. He just gives them beer and leaves.
Hell, he maybe have given you a bartering chip. Really, like, you could trade that for someone else's autograph. You don't
right,
know.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. People like beer.
People do like beer.
Yeah. One of the oldest recipes.
And he went on, I think, the Oprah show barefoot. And in a dress.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. He's having a good time.
He's having a good time.
Yeah.
He's lived a lot of life.
I know, right? Like... It's like he's just always been 45 and partying.
Right?
Just always. So now, this is off of the New York Daily News by David Matthews. Probably a very annoying name to have. Mm. Dennis Rodman, accused of stealing a 400-pound amethyst crystal in yogurt studio heist.
A 400-pound amethyst, though? That's fucking huge.
No, it's pronounced amethyst.
It's amethyst.
Amethyst.
You can't say it wrong in an era of Steven Universe.
The fuck is that?
It's a kid's cartoon, but apparently a lot of adults watch it. And they have, like, these gems that are, like, people, but their names are based off of different stones and gems, and they're, like, heroes or something. And one of them is named Amethyst. And there's one named Garnet, and there's a pearl and an opal and a, I don't know.
Amethyst.
You're going to get the Steven Universe haters. Well, actually, no, the stands hating on you.
Go for it. I don't fucking care, strangers on the internet. I don't give a blue fuck. All right? Difference between me and whoever the fuck else is you're clicking at is... I've been doing this shit. Like, way before some high-speed internet, I was getting up on stage in front of strangers and battle rapping in front of crowds of black strangers. Black crowds boo you.
They will.
Black crowds and East Coast white people.
Yeah.
Other crowds sit silent and want you to be uncomfortable. Black crowds aggressively want you off the fucking stage. So I've been doing this. All right, I don't care about your hashtag. It doesn't matter.
Why?
All right, so say whatever you want about me talking about your dorky ass amethyst. Fuck your show. Watch Democracy Now. Yeah, or the Laura Flanders show. Also very good for you, very constructive program. Or go to the Phoenix Collider show on Swap. All right. What? Watch Wentworth.
Oh, yeah. You should definitely watch Wentworth.
Yeah. It's good for you, Chief. Feist. The California Yogurt Studio was claiming that a former NBA star, Dennis Rodman, and several others, including a former employee, stole merchandise over two separate trips last week. One of the items among the haul, a $3,500, 400-pound amethyst crystal. Wait, 400 pounds?
Yeah.
Of a what? A big rock?
Yeah, a purple rock.
They just keep big rocks lying around? For what does that have to do with stretches?
Oh, because yoga is supposed to be like, you know, like a spiritual, like a mental thing. Like, you clear your mind and you... You know,
that's just what they sell it as. You're just doing stretches.
Okay, but also people use crystals for the same thing, like meditative crystals, and amethyst is like a good vibe crystal. And
people are just bullshitting themselves with all these fucking placebos. People are paying for this shit.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, motherfuckers. I have the best yoga studio here. All right. And I'm telling you, if you're having a tough time meditating, well, I tell you what, we've got special meditation rums, whiskeys, Mike's Hard Lemonade, meditation potions, if you will. All right? Some might say there may be even reefer nearby. All right, you need some meditation. I got some YouTube playlists. And you can do the stretching part if you feel like it. You don't even have to wear the uniform. You don't have to wear the spandex that are now marketed as yoga pants when they're really just fucking spandex. Spandex already existed. Yoga pants. Yoga pants.
Yoga pants.
Wherever the fuck they started yoga, I don't know.
India.
India?
Yes.
And how many years ago?
Thousands, probably.
Were they wearing... Did they have to wear spandex?
They were not wearing spandex.
Did spandex exist?
No.
There's no such thing as yoga pants, folks. It's not fucking real. Everything in America is marketed bullshit. Santa Claus was a little brown Turkish man. Looked like if Cenk Uygur was 4'11", that was Santa Claus. Coca-Cola made him white. Wasn't that right? Coca-Cola in like, what, like 1981? Some shit like that.
It was before the 80s.
Before the 80s. Okay, that's Generation X's fault. Actually, no, Generation X, they were a little young.
It's boomers.
The fucking boomers?
Yeah.
Boomhauer? Yeah.
Boomhauer.
But yeah, it's all bullshit, folks. No such thing as yoga pants. I am not even past the third pair. Okay, but yeah, Dennis Rodman.
We should just... Fuck the Phoenix and William show. This should just be the Tangent Show. Like, tangentially show. Yours. That's all we fucking Damn, do.
That sounds classy.
Tangentially yours.
Yeah, that has to be in cursive. Right? Like, the logo could be like a pink envelope and just in the bottom right corner, just tangentially yours. But, like, in the graphic, it, like, shows it writing itself out in cursive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cursive that leans to the left a little bit.
Yes.
Tangentially yours. Oh, that's fucking classy. Yeah, and then the, I don't know, like the opening theme music is just the instrumental to the Smooth Operator song. That shit, that'd be a good fucking program. I'd tune in. So the Vibes Yogurt studio owner.
What did I tell you?
It's literally the name of the fucking studio.
Told Vibes. You. And I didn't even read the fucking article.
Again, you want vibes in my yogurt studio. Again, where you don't have to wear spandex. You can wear jeans because you don't actually have to do yogurt here. I have a YouTube playlist called Ebony Groove. You want vibes? Yes. We got cigarettes, you know. Black and Milds, burgers.
And if you do still want the gems, I have some. So you can, you know, hold them and whatever.
All right. So now the choice is yours. You can be uncomfortable around probably white strangers in spandex.
Yes.
Or you could put on a sweatsuit, come over here,
yep.
drink some champagne, spark a doobie, and eat a burger.
Yeah.
And listen to some Ebony Groove playlist.
Yes.
Whose yoga studio you coming to? Father Teresa's Wine Cellar or Ali Shad's Vibes? Yeah. You're making the right decision right now, Chief. So, Ali Shad said he watched the heist unfold on the store security footage. He said that Rod Mann... And a former employee and two others worked in coordination to distract an employee and raid the store's racks. Why is Dennis Rodman doing this? Why is this?
No. Also, didn't the employee... He said a former employee.
Yep.
The employee ain't know there was fucking security cameras. Nigga, you worked there.
We don't know how long. Former employee. And he hangs out with Dennis Rodman. Probably makes a lot of rash decisions. How easily bored is Dennis Rodman that this is what he's doing? Because if I mean, I assume he probably has access to a few more money dollars.
I don't think he has a lot of money. No. I think he did not manage it well.
Had a, on hair dye?
Yes, hair dye.
A lot of hair dye.
Beer, apparently.
A lot of beer. Well, beer for 14-year-olds. They don't want autographs, they want beer.
They want beer. And she kept that shit in her room, too. Like, it was fucking, like, on her, like, fucking dresser and shit.
Oh, she just kept it.
Yeah, she kept it.
It's the Rodman beer. Damn, what if she still has it?
Oh, she fucking might.
Yo, that'll be some shit for fucking eBay. Or Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon.
Let's see. Shad told the Los Angeles Times it's as clear as daylight, but Mr. Rodman told TMZ that the clothing was actually a gift and nothing was stolen. The Hoops star, they called him the Hoops star, right, known as the Worm. That was his name?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he was always on the ground getting rebounds.
Really? Oh, because was he diving for them? Oh, I thought that he was... See, that's how much I know about foosball or whatever. Fucking... I thought that they would jump at what I personally call the backboard.
He did that, too.
To retrieve it.
He did that, too, but also was on the ground a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, really, the thing is, he was diving to the ground a lot, and that's why they called him the Worm.
Although, I don't know. Maybe he also drank a lot of tequila. Eh. That wouldn't surprise me, either.
Before the game.
Yeah. You gotta limber up.
Yeah, so he says he was told that the clothes were a gift, and that he was told, Dennis, you can get anything you want, and he said, okay, great. End quote. End story for now.
It would be hilarious if the former employee actually told him that, and then didn't tell him that, like, the merch was gonna be, like, sold in some, like, you know, separate transaction so that former employee could get paid.
Hmm.
It would just be interesting.
You know what else, though?
But also, wait. So he could have whatever he wanted, and he picked a fucking 400-pound rock? That's what the fuck he wanted?
He's Dennis Rodman. I don't know. I don't know, man. Should have been a reality show if he'd stopped just being one for free. Mm. I mean, nigga, get paid. Gonna be bizarre. And again, and in closing, you can support the Father Teresa's Wine Cellar Yoga Studio at patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. And there's the paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. There is the Amazon wish list that we've been linking with episodes in the past 2 weeks. I just linked them with it. Maybe you'll click it. Maybe you get a shot. Hey, what are you going to do? And again, there's also the link to drop a review on the iTunes. You know, 5-star it. Mm-hmm. Type up something if you have time. If you don't, fuck it. And then that way you can help keep this yoga studio up and running.
Yes.
And also, this yoga studio has over 300 DVDs.
Yeah.
So you got entertainment, and you have meditation helpers.
Mm-hmm. AIDS.
Potions. Mm-hmm. Love potion number wine.
Oh my god.
Yeah. You didn't see that one coming, did you, Chief?
No, I did not.
That's right.
I'm gonna go dig out my crystals now. I'm gonna go hold my Labradorite.
You are?
Yeah.
You gonna hold your crystals?
Like, yes. That little bitch, Eminem!
Yes.
Alright. WineCellarMedia.com. Go check out the website. Looks a little different now. Get on from around here.